It's gonna be alright. And that's what we realized. Win or lose, we realized that we were gonna be alright. It was gonna be okay. We're gonna keep smiling. It was awesome.
It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be, hey. It's gonna be, hey. It's gonna be, hey. It's gonna be alright. It's time for us to stand the ground. You can keep a good man down.
Aaron Taylor, you are a UK London-based singer songwriter, right?
Yep, that's right.
Do you want to introduce yourself like a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Aaron Taylor. I've been doing music basically since I was quite young, but it's only recently that I was starting to get a bit of progress. And yeah, I kind of produce my own stuff and write my own songs. And yeah, it's kind of neo-soul, R&B sort of stuff. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you mentioned one word, the neo-soul.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what led me to you. I heard, the first song I heard of you was Blue.
Okay, cool.
And to me, that sounded like, do you know D'Angelo, the song Untitled?
Yeah, yeah.
And to me, it sounds like the part two to it.
Oh, cool.
Like the Untitled is when you are in love and you have a beautiful night and everything. And then
Yeah. You
wake up the next morning and you feel like, oh my God, something is wrong here. And that's when you sing Blue.
Yeah, that's a really nice way to put it. that's a nice way. I like that, actually.
Yeah, so... that made me want to talk to you. So another question that I've wanted to ask, which you already led to a bit, was which role does or did music play in your life?
Yeah, big role. So, my family's not very musical. My mom, used to sing a bit in church, but other than that, there wasn't that much music happening around me. But I started with guitar lessons when I was about 7 years old. And then I kind of switched to piano when I got to my teenage years. And then I've always, I think from around the age of 14, I started trying to write songs and learning how to make music on the computer and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I've always, I would hear music in church on a Sunday and studied it at school. So it was a big role growing up, yeah.
Did you also sing in the choir at church or at school?
Yeah, always involved in singing or just small groups, ensembles, etc.
Beautiful. I love the sound of, when people sing in church, I love it.
Yeah.
But I was never in a choir or anything. I played the music at home, like gospel music.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, soul music, of course. And but like you, I wasn't surrounded much by it, but I, surrounded myself with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of taught myself like who to listen to and just discovered what was out there.
So what were your favorite artists then, growing up?
Growing up, I used to listen to Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, Kirk Franklin, a lot of gospel artists growing up, but a lot of soul artists as well, a lot of Aretha Franklin, mm-hmm. people like that.
Mm-hmm. So then... coming from your teenage years, what did you continue doing? Like, because you didn't start with music right away, right?
So I was studying music in school, and because of I used to play piano in church, so I was always just learning how to play and stuff and surrounded by musicians. As I grew older, I started writing more songs, and learning how to produce and stuff. And then when I left, I did A-level music, at college.
Mm-hmm.
And that prepared me for university, where I studied music as well.
Oh, okay. So you started with music right away.
Yeah, so I kind of learned music by ear. I didn't really have much formal training, but then there was a bit of classical training, as I got older. And then I did eventually go to uni to do music. But a lot of the time it was just, in terms of getting into the industry, that's what took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of just learning music, I was always learning how to do stuff.
And what instruments were you studying, or were you singing at that time already, or both?
No, back then it was mainly just playing the piano. I wasn't really singing that much. I would sing, I would write and record songs, but I would never share them. They would always just kind of stay on my computer or whatever.
And why was that?
I'm not sure really. I think there were a couple of times I would maybe put it on SoundCloud, and I didn't really know what I was doing back then, so I just kind of kept stuff to myself or just showed it to friends, but I never really pushed it properly when I was younger. I always thought I was going to be more of a producer, so I didn't really focus on my own sort of voice and stuff like that.
I thought, because I have a similar story, but I'd never studied music or anything, but I always listened to it and played it for myself and tried to make music myself.
Right, okay.
But for me, it had to do with my self-esteem. I didn't ever think I would be good enough.
Yeah, no, same, similar. I've always had issues with self-esteem when it comes to music. So I think because I'm quite reserved, so I always prefer to be in the background and help other people and stuff like that.
And that's easier sitting behind the piano than being the one singing.
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of takes the focus off of you. And I do enjoy production, but I think I was using it a bit to escape, really trying to do it myself.
Yeah. So one part of why I'm doing this podcast is because of my personal story, because it took me a while to allow myself to say that I sing and to actually stand on a stage and sing, which took me a lot. I had a lot of fears. So I would like to go a little bit deeper in that, and I'd like to know what made you get out of there? What made you want to actually start singing and not just stay behind the piano? What was it?
I think sometimes some things are just inevitable. You can't hide from it forever. And
that's well said.
I think I just wanted to. Before, I was trying to produce for a couple of other singers, but then, because the music industry is quite tough, especially here in London, I think it's easy for people to get discouraged. So they stopped doing music, but I found that I was still making music and still writing songs. And so I think it just came to a point where I still had these ideas, so I just said, okay, well, I'll sing them, and I'll just put them on SoundCloud and kind of just see what happens. So it was kind of it wasn't fully intentional, but at the same time, it was kind of Yeah, just a sort of like a last minute or last ditch effort to just give it a go, really, and just not wait for, I don't know, someone else to kind of make it happen.
Yeah. And how did it feel like after you did?
It was cool. Like, I was really proud of the songs, which made me want to put them online. And then, yeah, just starting to see, like, oh, certain blogs start to post about it, and just, yeah, just seeing like a good response just made me think, oh, okay, I should have started this a long time ago.
You see, yeah, that's great. Yeah, you make such good music. It really should
Oh,
be out there.
thank you.
Do you think that like places like SoundCloud make it easier today than to do like I don't know 10 years, 15 or 20 years ago to get out with yourself with your songs?
Yeah, I think there's a good you can do so much yourself these days. You can literally get a song onto Spotify within a couple of days now, and that's really, like, it's good. You don't need like a huge label, you don't need even that much money, really. And you can, I think it's great that you can just cut out a lot of middlemen, and you can basically do it. I mean, obviously it's hard to get the results you want, but in terms of getting music out there and online, it's much easier than just, you know, maybe trying to get to a studio and, I don't know, like, get CDs pressed and
Yeah,
all that sort
yeah.
of stuff. Yeah.
All the marketing. It's the same
Yeah.
with the podcast. Like I think 10 or 20 years ago I couldn't do this.
Right.
Like I don't have any education in this and I'm not working for a radio station. I'm not trained to do this, but I
Yeah.
love doing this and I can get
Yeah.
it out and whoever likes it can
Exactly.
listen to it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I love about the
It's
internet.
gonna be
Yeah.
alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be, hey, it's gonna be, hey, it's gonna be, hey, it's gonna be alright. It's time to make our voices known. It's time for us to take the throne. It's time for us to claim our own. Time to reap what we have sown. If we wanna see a change, then we have to live the way. Can't be scared of what they'll say. They'll be talking anyway. Sometimes it may get hard. As long as we got God, it's all good. And even though sometimes it seems we should give up on our dreams, it's all good.
Okay, so yeah, as I said, like the first song that I heard was the song Blue, and it's off the album
Still there.
Still Life, right? Which is pretty short. Like I
Yeah.
find like it's the grand final, like the song Blue, like everything is leading to the song Blue.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. Yeah, tell me a little bit about this EP, about Still Life, and yeah, tell me
So,
something about it.
Still Life was made in a really short period of time. I think I did all the songs in like a space of a week.
Oh, wow.
But I just spent a long time like really trying to perfect them, and like in terms of the writing, they were written really quickly, but it was just, I took a long time to like mix them and just think about interludes and stuff like that, how I wanted it to flow.
Yeah.
But the actual songs themselves were done really quickly, and yeah, it's really short, but I think I remember thinking, does it need more? And never feeling like I didn't really need to add to it, so
No.
just kind of kept it as a short EP. And again, because it was the first one, I didn't really know what I was doing, so I kind of just left it there.
I love replaying it all the time. It's long enough. Like
Thanks.
to like as soon as you listen to Blue,
Yeah.
you're ready to listen to the first song again.
Oh, that's,
It's like,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, and what I like is it's called, like, the first is called The Lesson, and then you have
Yeah.
The Lesson Learned, and
Yeah.
then I Ain't Worried, and then Easy. Like,
Yeah.
there's a, yeah, is there, do these songs, like The Lesson and The Lesson Learned, like, represent some phases in your life? Or is that rather a general?
You know that I think I wanted a kind of narrative to the project, and I think I did Lesson Learned. Lesson Learned was the first song I wrote for the EP, and I just with that first intro, I just wanted to set up the project and set up that song in a kind of way that kind of explained the concept of the EP. And yeah, so it. In terms of representing phase in my life, I mean, the lyrics kind of just talk about being frustrated with not having like learnt lessons and moving forward. So yeah, I guess it was a phase of my life where I just kind of wanted to get to the next level, certain things.
Which led to the next album called Better Days.
Yeah, exactly. So Better Days was, I think, kind of off the back of Still Life, I felt things were a bit better. I was a bit happier with how the music was going. I'd had interest from labels, I'd had interest from like publishing and managers, and like I'd had a couple of TV commercials. But yeah, and at the same time, I noticed that in society things weren't actually that much better. Like things were better for me personally, but things in society weren't better. Like there was a big issue, you know, like still is a big issue with like, you know, refugees and like racism and stuff like that. So I just wanted to, I felt like Better Days was the perfect way to just sum up what I had, but what we needed.
Yeah, you're addressing these issues and these feelings. In one song, I think you said something like, they keep on killing our friends, and we don't
Yeah.
know when this will end.
Yeah.
And I don't remember exactly, but something like, I can't feel better unless they do too. Something
Yeah.
like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that. We have these issues here as well, in Germany, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it shows in the music as well, because it has become so big that, yeah, you can't and yeah, shouldn't ignore it anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I just wanted to reflect it in some way. I always feel like an artist should reflect certain things if they can, and if they, I mean, it's up to them obviously. But
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. I felt for some reason I couldn't ignore certain things, and I just wanted to write about them a bit.
Yeah.
I didn't really do it on Still Life, but on Better Days I wanted to expand a bit.
Yeah. You did address those things, but on both albums, you have that major thing, like on the one album it was there's the song I Ain't Worried, and on the other it was Be All Right, like your
Yeah.
major thing. Is it like giving yourself hope, or is it like
Yeah, I think it comes from, I don't know, I grew up listening to a lot of gospel music, which is very encouraging, and you know, and I think also as well it's important to, music is escape for a lot of people, and people don't want to always be reminded of pain. That's why we have art, that's why we have films, that's why we have yeah, art, music, all of those things, because often it's escapism. And so sometimes you just want to encourage your listeners, encourage people that, and we don't, in fact, I remember seeing a tweet once from a popular songwriter that I like, and he said something like, it's a shame that we don't have more songs that encourage us in times like this. And that made me think about like, wow, that's so true. Like, I mean, a lot of rappers and singers are singing about like what they have, and you know, maybe how amazing they are, or I mean, now you're even getting songs about suicide and stuff, which is making the charts. But I just wanted something that was, you know, just, it's going to be okay, it's going to be all right.
Which it will be, like, eventually, it just takes time.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I think it's a mixture of, like, the gospel influence and just wanting to be positive.
Yeah, now that you say it, yeah, it really sounds like Donny Hathaway.
Yeah.
Like, you feel the clapping in your hand, like, almost.
Yeah, like, that song, Someday We'll All Be Free, is probably one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That's very encouraging, so.
Yeah. Beautiful. So that album, Better Days, that was like 1 year ago. So where are you at right now?
So I've got another project ready, and it's kind of finished. It's called The Long Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hopefully going to put it out. I wanted to put it out this year, but it's just been like delayed for different reasons. So I'm going to put it out like hopefully by spring. I'm just going to release a few singles like leading up to it. And yeah, I'm really excited to get it out.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks.
Can you say a little bit more about the title, The Long Way Home?
Yeah, so it kind of, I think, yeah, it kind of just details, you know, sometimes you feel like just trying to get to a place of security and happiness can take a long time, and it can take, it's a journey, you know, just trying to get to a good place. So it's kind of just documenting how, again, you know, sometimes you feel, sometimes there's an encouraging song, sometimes you talk about how you're fed up with love and life and the industry or whatever. And then, but it, you know, eventually you get there and you get home. And also, yeah, I think there was one time I saw a quote that says, you know, sometimes we take the long way home just to listen to more songs or whatever. I really like that. I just thought that's so cool. Like, I want to create songs that make people want to, whatever, stay out that much longer or dance that much longer or whatever.
Nice.
So,
or
yeah.
Enjoy the,
yeah, just,
the
just
way
enjoy
home.
The journey, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the concept, really.
Nice. So home for you is rather an internal place than an outside thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like just feeling like you've arrived, really.
Peace.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best way to put it. Like, arriving at peace within, really.
Which also has to do with the refugee people who, well, they refugees, they don't have that. They don't have the peace, and that's why they don't have the home. And if we don't provide it for them, and add to the stress, and don't give them peace.
Yeah, exactly. And
a peaceful life. Yeah, then we take a very important thing from them.
Yeah, and I mean, home in itself is not always peaceful, but normally for most people, it's the one place where they can be themselves and stuff. So, I mean, sometimes people want to take a long time to get home. Sometimes they want to rush home. It's just just all about that, really.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's about, I think, yeah, it's 8 songs. And yeah, it should hopefully be out by spring next year, or definitely by summer.
An Easter gift.
Yeah, hopefully.
Great, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, thank you.
So thank you very much for the interview. And now for the end, I'd like to ask you some random questions.
Okay, cool.
General. What was your greatest musical experience?
Ooh.
It can be a concert, or maybe a concert you played, or a song you heard, or a church.
It's going to be hard to pick one.
Yeah, I know.
I think one of them recently that comes to mind was when I got to see the band Wolfpack live. here in London.
What are they called?
Vulfpeck.
Okay.
Vulfpeck. And then like a funk band from the US. And I don't know, it was the first time I'd been to a gig where the audience was just so into everything the band was doing. Like, they have a really crazy, like, fan club, if you can call it that. And
Okay.
they're just, I think just the energy in the room that night was just something I'll always remember.
Yeah, that's usually what people say, like it's a moment where the energy, like the whole room was filled with a
Yeah, I
certain
mean,
kind of
I've
energy.
got lots of moments, I'm sure, but that's one of the first ones that comes to mind.
Nice. Okay, and in what way can hip hop or music or art be a healer?
Oh wow. I think kind of like what I said before, it's that escape. It's like it's a place where, people take solace in music. They take comfort in music, and they use it to match how they feel. And so I think it heals just because it's kind of neutral in that sense. Don't know if that makes sense, but
It does.
yeah, I think it's one of those neutral things in life that everyone loves it. Like, everyone loves different types of music, but generally everyone likes music, and I don't think there's anything that else in the world that everyone can agree they like.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's healing in that aspect. Like,
Nice.
it unites people.
Nice. Yeah, that's what I love about it. Yeah, true. Okay, Aaron, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.
I'm
Thanks
looking
for
forward to the album next year.
great. Thank you.
Yeah, have a wonderful Christmas and a
You too.
wonderful New Year.
You too. Safe travels.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Thanks, Anna. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for
Bye.
having me. Bye.
Bye.
Then why do I feel so?